Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. And we welcome back Jeff Peterson from Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And Jeff, for today's program, this is kind of an addendum, maybe you'd call it volume two of our Heart of the Markets program that we had earlier this morning, really focusing on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. And before we get to, and this is going to be the hows, how does the Pro Farmer come up with their numbers? And before we get into that, Jeff, just kind of your thoughts. You know, this tour that happened this week was really, the market really hungered for this information, didn't it?
It really did. It was needed. It was needed for a couple reasons. One, because of the events that happened in Iowa with the wind. And actually, the other is across the Midwest here, just the dryness that we're experiencing. It was good to have boots on the ground a couple weeks after the August report out of NAS and USDA. So yes, the market really was looking forward to the numbers.
All right. So what we're going to do here is talk more about how they come up with their numbers. Now, you know, earlier this afternoon, they came out with their number. We're not going to talk about the merits of that number per se, but more what goes into that. So first of all, just to quickly remind us, Jeff, what states go into the Pro Farmer Crop Tour?
They would have taken samples in seven states. They start off Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. They'd hit Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. So those would be the states that they took samples in, Chad.
Boy, and I almost hate to ask this because I bet it's a big number, but how many samples ended up going into their calculations?
Yeah, for a total, they took 3,067 samples, 1,542 of corn, 1,525 of soybeans. Nebraska got 305 samples of corn, their biggest state that they sample. And this is good because of the challenges that Iowa's had, was Iowa's at 460 samples of corn and 451 samples of soybeans. And just to give you another note on Iowa, they do take a sample out of every state in Iowa, or every county, excuse me, in Iowa.
Every county in Iowa gets a sample. That's good, yes, to hear. Just an aside on the Nebraska state numbers, I find that interesting that they do get enough samples that they can break it out irrigated to non-irrigated too, right?
Yeah, the challenging part about Nebraska is Nebraska's number will never match up with what NAS does, is because actually Pro Farmer's number actually samples probably about 60% dry land and 40% irrigated, whereas really our state's just kind of about the flip of that, Chad.
Huh, very interesting. Okay, so let's talk about the state yields and kind of how they came up with those numbers. So the question, Jeff, for state yields, individual state numbers, how does the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour come out with those numbers?
You bet. So what they do is they try to drive the same routes. They aren't sampling the same fields, but the western leg had 10 different routes each day that they went out on, and the eastern leg had 13. Now, when they find a spot as they're traveling on the route, they go about every 20, 25 miles. They would then stop at a field randomly. They go 35 paces into the field. Once they get in with that field, they have a rope with them. They stretch out that rope, and what they're measuring off is a 30-foot plot. They then take a look and count all the ears that's in those two rows in that 30-foot plot. And then while they're in there, they grab the 5th, the 8th, and the 11th ear randomly in there, and they take those ears back to the vehicle. Once they get those ears back to the vehicle, they count the rows around. They also measure the distance, how long that ear is. Once they get that done, then what they're doing is that they then come in and they do calculate a yield off that ear. They're going to take their ear count. They take their total ear count times 0.5. Then they take that times their ear length. And then they take that times their kernel around. And then they divide that by the row spacing. And they would have measured that while they're in there. And that's how they come up with the yield for the corn side, Chad.
Now, on the soybeans, just quickly, they're doing pod counts there, right?
Yeah, they do the pod count. So they go in, they measure off 3 feet. They count the amount of the stalks that are in there. They then take three plants back to their vehicle. They count the number of pods that are on those three plants, and then they come up with a calculation of how many pods are there in that 3 feet a row. Now, they report that number as just a pod count, but they do come up with a final yield also at the end, Chad.
Boy, and that might be we're getting kind of long here, and I don't want to go in too deep, but the correlation between pod count and yield, we could maybe debate that at a different time, but let's focus on the end number here, the number that we got earlier this afternoon. What all goes into that final number from Pro Farmer?
Yeah, so they're going to take their results they get. They're going to take their crop tour results, but then they take other things on top of that. They have to look at the other states. What do they know about the other states that are outside of their tour results? And they factor all that in to come up with their number. It just merely isn't a summary of what they received out of the state sampling.
All right. And then just quickly, you said it before, but again, the pro farmer number, is it close to USDA? How does it kind of trend?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we'd expect to see is normally versus on the corn side compared to the August number, it's going to come in usually about 2.9 bushels underneath the August number is what we'd end up having on the corn side. And then over on the soybean side, we'd actually normally come in about 0.4 of a bushel under the August number.
All right. So we have that number. We're waiting for USDA's numbers next month and their yield estimates. In the meantime, Jeff, if folks want to talk to you, how do they do that?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks for the insight and the background. That's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln and are using your bean to market your grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.